Have you ever felt like you don't belong here? Like you're somehow different from those around you, with an inexplicable homesickness for a place you can't name? You might be one of the three waves of volunteers that hypnotherapist Dolores Cannon discovered through decades of regression work. This groundbreaking concept has captivated spiritual seekers worldwide, including celebrities like Jim Carrey and Shirley MacLaine, who have publicly discussed their own feelings of cosmic origin. Through her unique deep trance technique, Cannon accessed what she calls the subconscious, or higher self, revealing an extraordinary narrative about souls who've come to Earth from other dimensions specifically to help with our planet's evolution. Her work has influenced everything from New Age spirituality to popular culture, with references appearing in TV shows like The OA and resonating with millions who feel they might have a greater purpose than they consciously realize. As our world faces unprecedented challenges, Cannon's revelations offer a perspective that transforms our understanding of human purpose and planetary destiny. For over 40 years, Dolores Cannon worked as a hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression, developing a unique technique that accesses the deepest level of trance, the somnambulistic state. Unlike other methods that keep clients in lighter states where conscious interference occurs, her approach communicates directly with what she calls the subconscious, SC, a powerful, loving entity containing all answers and capable of performing direct healings. This aspect of consciousness might also be called the higher self, higher consciousness, or oversoul. What began as typical past life karma resolution sessions gradually revealed something far more profound. Cannon began encountering clients who, despite appearing completely normal on the surface, carried extraordinary purposes. These sessions repeatedly emphasized messages like, "It's time to wake up," and "You have a mission." Through this work, she discovered the concept of three distinct waves of volunteer souls who have incarnated on Earth with specific missions. These volunteers came from other dimensions, planets, spacecraft, and Source itself to help elevate Earth's energies for its ascension to the next dimension. The first wave, now in their late 40s to early 60s, arrived after the atomic bombs were dropped in the late 1940s. They've had the most difficulty adjusting to Earth's harsh environment. Despite seemingly good lives, many have attempted suicide with no logical reason. They're simply unhappy being here, constantly feeling they want to go home, though they don't consciously know where that might be. They were the pioneers who carved the path for those who followed. The second wave, now in their late 20s and 30s, move through life much more easily. They focus on helping others, create no karma, and generally remain unnoticed. They function as antennas, beacons, and energy channels, affecting others just by their presence. Paradoxically, while meant to influence people through their energy, they're uncomfortable around people and often isolate themselves. The third wave consists of the new children, many now teenagers. They've entered with all necessary knowledge at an unconscious level. While everyone's DNA is changing to adapt to new vibrations and frequencies, these children's DNA is already altered. Many are misunderstood by schools and unfortunately medicated, though there's nothing wrong with them. They're simply more advanced and operating at different frequencies. Being highly intelligent, they quickly become bored in school and need challenges. Some as young as 9 or 10 have already graduated from university. They're forming organizations to help children worldwide and are called the Hope of the World. Many of Cannon's clients revealed extraordinary origins beyond Earth. These pure souls came with a different agenda than those trapped on the karmic wheel for countless lives. Without accumulated karma, they're free to pursue their true mission. The biggest challenge they face is the forgetting process that affects all souls coming to Earth, the only planet where beings forget their connection to Source. Other civilizations remember their connections, contracts, and plans, admiring Earth souls for taking on this challenge of forgetting and believing they're completely alone. One client, Marie, refused to descend from the cloud during her regression, wanting instead to move upward. she found herself floating in black space, surrounded by stars, feeling small yet part of something vast. A star came toward her, revealing swirling gases, vapors, and iridescent colors. She felt suspended within it, perfectly accepted, not separate but encompassed by it. In subsequent scenes, she experienced being part of granite rock, trees, flowers, or as an invisible observer watching people, animals, and insects with complete freedom. Marie revealed she had spent most of her existence in space rather than in a body, finding it strange to feel herself as separate rather than combined with everything else. Her guide appeared, instructing her to come down from the sky and feel grounded, a challenging concept for a being accustomed to flowing freely without separation. Another client, Hope, described herself as originally being a glinstering, a living crystal energy being who manifested on Earth in physical form. She struggled with feeling she'd failed her mission, forgetting her purpose while trapped in physical pain and grief. Her illness stemmed from layers of past life trauma and her current isolation. During the session, the SC quickly healed her conditions, breaking her tumor like a walnut and removing her leukemia. They emphasized that Hope shouldn't isolate herself as she had when she was a glinstering in glorious isolation, as her purpose requires working with others. Louise discovered her origin as an energy being, floating above a strange landscape of jagged crystalline peaks. She described her home as really beautiful and shiny, with blue, green, and gold colors, where objects are colors that can be touched and felt, solid yet permeable. These beings can create ships from special light for distant travel and make beautiful things from memories of places they visited. Louise explained they are creators of light who go to Earth to help raise consciousness so people can remember their true nature without suffering. For beings accustomed to existing as pure energy or consciousness, adapting to physical human bodies presents enormous challenges. Many volunteers struggle with the density and limitations of physical form after experiencing the freedom of energetic existence. One client described the sensation as confining, like being trapped in a heavy suit after existing as pure light. Their bodies often develop physical symptoms as they adjust to Earth's lower vibrations. Paula's session revealed how she had once existed as pure light within a crystal dome on a beach, generating energy that allowed her to travel around the planet. She had created this place herself, but was completely alone. Eventually, she chose to stop being merely an observer and take physical form to learn. Her first physical incarnation was brief and traumatic. She took a male form, wandered through a hot desert, and died shortly after reaching a city. When asked what she had learned from such a brief physical life, Paula explained it was traumatic but valuable. Her subconscious revealed that her earlier energy being life was shown to remind her of unity, that she is never truly alone. Richard, possibly part of the first wave, born in 1948, discovered he had been the keeper of a protective pyramid on another planet with a purplish sky. He maintained a mental connection with the pyramid and felt completely content in his solitude. After completing that life, he appeared before a council of elders who congratulated him and told him he was moving to another level. The council revealed this was his first time on Earth, chosen because he knew how to be alone and handle energies. His purpose was to protect people simply through his presence, creating a protective energy field around him that others would feel subconsciously. Sally, trapped in a loveless marriage with numerous health issues, discovered she was originally from the spark of creation, where the experiment began, the place where life plans are made and journeys conceived. She existed as a ball of lavender energy with a red base, like a flame. The Council of Light explained she had experienced many previous lives and was tired. She had considered herself retired. The thought of returning to density and heaviness exhausted her, but she ultimately chose to participate in the awakening and the experiments, wanting to witness the shift despite her profound tiredness. Many volunteers develop physical ailments as their bodies adjust to Earth's density. These conditions often baffle medical professionals who can only see the symptoms but not the underlying energetic causes. One client's eczema developed as a way to prove to herself that she was physical, forcing her to acknowledge her body by making it impossible to ignore. Another volunteer struggled with feeling grounded versus floating free, the sensation of solidity feeling confining after existing as pure energy. The volunteers didn't come to Earth randomly. They arrived with specific missions related to Earth's evolutionary shift. Many described being part of councils or groups that oversee planetary development throughout the universe. These higher beings search for planets suitable for life development and establish rules for creating and monitoring that life. When a planet reaches the point where life becomes possible, it receives its life charter. Various extraterrestrial or higher beings, called the archaic or ancient ones, are assigned to seed that planet. They first introduce single-celled organisms that divide to form multicellular organisms, returning periodically over eons to monitor development. On Earth, plants formed first, followed by animals. As life developed, these beings continued returning to shape oceans and environments for diverse life forms. Earth was meant to be like the Garden of Eden, a perfect place where humans would be a perfect species that never got sick and could live as long as they wanted. But something unexpected happened. Disease was introduced to Earth for the first time. The beings overseeing Earth's evolution returned to the Council, asking whether to destroy everything and start over, or let life continue developing. The Council decided to let it continue because so much time and effort had been invested, though they knew life on Earth would never be perfect as originally planned. The volunteers' purpose is twofold: to change Earth's energy to prevent catastrophe, and to help raise people's energy so they can ascend with Earth to the next dimension. Many volunteers function as energy anchors, stabilizers, or transmitters. Their mere presence on the planet helps maintain certain frequencies necessary for Earth's transition. Victoria, a middle school teacher, discovered she had come to spread peace. Despite feeling unhappy on Earth and missing her other family, she tries to help by projecting love to the children she teaches. She knows deep inside what her mission is, but isn't fully ready to face it yet. During a session, she recalled an experience where beings she considers her friends and family told her she was now ready to know more, as there was little time left. Jackie described her role as helping dying people transition through energy she channels through her hands. She also contributed to a genetic program creating children who are part human and part extraterrestrial, who will be needed in the future when qualities of both races are required. These hybrid children are safe and happy, living in a way her conscious mind wouldn't understand because it's so different from what she knows. Throughout canon sessions, a consistent picture emerged of a cosmic hierarchy overseeing Earth's development. Many clients described encounters with councils or groups of beings who monitor and guide planetary evolution. These councils exist at various levels, solar system, galaxy, and universal, all with clear rules to maintain order. Susan found herself at a council meeting where she was briefed about her mission to warn an ancient civilization against genetic manipulation that could lead to self-destruction. She explained that this wasn't the first time a catastrophe had struck a planet. Previous civilizations had been destroyed by manipulating natural laws, sometimes by ice, sometimes by explosions, like the planet between Mars and Jupiter that exploded and created the asteroid belt. The Council could only advise, not intervene directly, due to the law of non-interference and respect for free will. Randy observed a meeting between two extraterrestrial factions near the North Pole, where spacecraft had landed in the snow. These groups represented different perspectives on how Earth should evolve. Both wanted to promote human consciousness evolution, but differed in approach. One group wanted direct influence, while the other advocated a more subtle approach. They operated on multiple dimensions, having physical forms and ships, but their presence and frequency also created protective energy around Earth, limiting beings with less benevolent intentions. The central question for these beings was how to help humans evolve without interfering with their free will. The dilemma was how to make people aware of their free will when they weren't conscious they had a choice. They considered introducing new ideas and concepts without physical contact, but struggled with how to make people aware of the knowledge and gifts already available to them. Patricia revealed she came from a gaseous planet in another dimension. Although the planet would appear as gas to human eyes, it actually contains beautiful cities and palaces where beings live in perfect harmony. Her people have light bodies with a visible exterior, but no internal organs or blood, only pure energy. They exist at a high spiritual level and can move through time and space without being seen. Patricia's people belong to a spiritual council that follows the laws of One, which come directly from Source. They are guardians of the light and knowledge of the One. Many sessions revealed that Earth has a long history of extraterrestrial influence and intervention. The beings that Cannon's clients encountered weren't just recent visitors. They had been involved with Earth's development from the beginning. Some clients recalled lives on other planets that were destroyed, giving them perspective on Earth's current challenges. Terry found herself as a light point in space after her planet was destroyed. She had been on an exploratory mission with a small crew when they received news that their home planet was gone. Not knowing what to do, there were no instructions for such a scenario, they decided to leave their physical forms and become points of light. As a light point, Terry took on a new role as a kind of stabilizer in the universe, ensuring that things don't get out of hand. Eventually, she received instructions to take a physical body on Earth for experiences she couldn't have as a light point. Kathy recalled being from a white planet with green ground, where she taught children love and happiness. She had traveled to many places where she was needed to teach. When not needed, she waited in a place of complete peace, not physical, but as movement, like a song. She came to Earth because it was time. Her task wasn't completed, and she needed to teach more. Her mission was to change things, to shift the flow, and help people remember who they truly are. The flow was going in the wrong direction because people were forgetting to love and play, which would cause their souls to die. Michael saw himself as a female being on a planet with red earth and a gray sky, standing among ruins of destroyed buildings. Later, he was a navigator on a spacecraft, possibly from Mars. On his home planet, he witnessed a silver spacecraft land and a greenish being with a large head and big eyes emerged. He was taken aboard where beings began restructuring his DNA to enhance his natural energy manipulating abilities. These beings told him they were adapting his DNA so he could go to Earth to bring peace. Dorothy described herself as a completely non-human, plasma-like, jelly-like being that could change shape. She had tentacle-like extensions instead of hands, with suction cups like an octopus, dark blue with orange tints. Her face felt like a flower petal, soft and silky, without recognizable eyes or mouth, yet she could breathe. She worked in a crystal glass spacecraft orbiting a planet, collecting information by touching a black object with her tentacle-like extensions that absorbed the data. A central theme in Cannon's work is the concept of Earth transitioning to a higher dimension, what many clients called the New Earth. This isn't merely a metaphorical or spiritual concept, but a literal dimensional shift that the planet and its inhabitants are undergoing. The Earth is changing its vibration and frequency to ascend to a new dimension, and those who can raise their own vibrations accordingly will make this transition with the planet. Carol revealed that there isn't just one Earth, but that Earth will be transformed into multiple versions or dimensions. There will be many versions of Earth, including hell versions, designed to test the human vehicle. People will settle in the version that matches their vibration. Those who cannot match certain vibrations will die in what Carol describes as a purification of the species of defective specimens. Anyone who makes a choice from within may proceed to a higher version. The separation between the old and new worlds is a matter of energetic vibration. The chaos comes from the breakdown of belief systems, which is confusing for many. Those going to the new world feel comfortable with new belief systems and will no longer struggle as they do now. The advice not to look back at the old world isn't a prohibition, but a warning that it can cause grief and delay your progress. The new earth exists in another dimension, where we can step without dying. This fifth-dimensional world has trees with purple and orange trunks, beautiful rivers and waterfalls full of energy. Although it initially looks the same as our current world, it transforms before our eyes into something more beautiful. Some people are already making temporary transitions to this new dimension before going permanently. We retain our physical bodies during this transition, but they will change. The bodies of those making the shift will transform. It's compared to a car. Imagine a car with an old body, and then you put a new engine in it. Gradually, the body will transform into a lighter, more elongated, and slimmer body that looks younger and even becomes more transparent. This transformation isn't a matter of leaving one body and entering another, but a gradual merging where parts of the old body that are no longer needed are left behind and disintegrate. As Earth undergoes this vibrational shift, many people experience physical symptoms as their bodies adjust to the changing energies. These symptoms often confuse medical professionals who can't identify their cause through conventional means. Canon sessions revealed that these aren't diseases in the traditional sense, but adaptations to new frequencies. Denise, a registered nurse, experienced epileptic seizures and numbness in her body. MRIs and X-rays showed what doctors called nodules, like Christmas tree lights, spread throughout her brain and lungs, plus abnormal liver enzymes. Doctors eventually diagnosed the rare condition sarcoidosis, though this didn't make sense given her desert environment. The subconscious revealed during her session that there was no disease. Her brain was literally being rewired to handle the coming changes. Normally, these adjustments happen gradually, but in her case, they needed to occur faster, causing the seizures and numbness. Patsy's allergies to dust and pollen were reactions to living on this planet, a reminder that she was living in an element that wasn't her home. Her problems with the colon and rash were byproducts of bodily changes. "Something is being manufactured in there," the SC explained. "The mucus is a byproduct of the changes being made in the body." Doctors couldn't help because they didn't understand these changes. Carol's tumor was dissolved by the SC, a growth caused by absorbing others' negative emotions. As a volunteer who had never been on Earth before, she was sensitive to strong emotions. The SC explained that her body was changing in vibration, affecting blood consistency. "Some cells are getting new functions. It's about compressing time, when cells receive new instructions and release old ones. These changes cause symptoms that doctors couldn't understand with their archaic technology." The global warming is accelerating much faster than scientists admit. Although they recognize the danger, they think it's decades away when it's actually at our doorstep now. The cause is environmental pollution. Aerosols, gas, and everything that pollutes the environment. This leads to hotter summers and many more storms, with coastal areas being particularly hard hit. To make the transition to the new Earth, people must prepare themselves by raising their vibration and frequency. This involves both physical and spiritual practices. On the physical level, we must adjust our diet. Less heavy food, no meat with additives and chemicals, and more living food like raw vegetables and fruits. Eventually, we'll evolve toward a liquid diet as our bodies become lighter for the ascension. Water plays a crucial role in this preparation. By activating the water we drink with our thoughts, we can energetically charge it. By visualizing our water spiraling both clockwise and counterclockwise, we introduce life force back into the water. This empowerment should be repeated regularly and can also be applied to food. On the spiritual level, we must release two crucial things: fear, the strongest human emotion, and karma. Karma is the baggage and waste we've accumulated through many lives. We must forgive and let go, or we'll remain bound to the old earth. A mental exercise can help. Visualize the person who hurt you, tear up the spiritual contract, and say, "I forgive you, I set you free. You go your way with love, and I go mine." Then you must also forgive yourself. People are now being tested to see if they can hold the light during disasters. This test determines who will advance with the planet and who will stay behind. The test is about maintaining peace and harmony in your own body universe during chaos and confusion. We must not get entangled in fear or negative news. Turn off the TV. Don't listen to it. Don't read the newspaper. What we focus on, we expand. By reinforcing positive thoughts and replacing negative ones, we create our own heaven on earth and contribute to the new dimension. The Earth's transformation presents humanity with a choice: evolve with the planet or remain behind. Not everyone will make the shift to the new world. When Earth evolves, those not ready for this transition will be taken to other places where they can grow. It's comparable to how a soul leaves the body and goes to another dimension. Some come back, others go elsewhere. Annie Kirkwood described a vision of two Earths separating from each other, like a cell dividing. On one Earth, people celebrated the new reality, while on the other Earth, people thought nothing had happened. This illustrates the separation between the new Earth and the old Earth, still overwhelmed by negativity. The reason people on the two Earths aren't aware of each other is similar to the concept of parallel universes. Each time we make a decision, another universe or dimension is created where another you executes the other choice. Similarly, the two Earths will follow different paths. The most significant difference is that this has never happened on such a large scale before, an entire planet changing its frequency and vibration to move to another dimension. That's why it's called the greatest show in the universe, with spectators from many galaxies. The train is leaving now. It's up to each individual whether they get on or remain on the platform. The volunteers who have fulfilled their purpose are ready to go home. In the future, Earth will no longer have karma. It will become a planet of light and peace. The Earth was originally designed for only 500,000 people, but is now so damaged that it's beyond repair. Instead of a catastrophic shift of the Earth's crust, as with the Ice Age that wiped out the dinosaurs, this time a dimensional shift will occur. Earth will go from dimension 3.6 to dimension 5, skipping dimension 4. People who are spiritually ready will make this transition easily. Others will be taken from the planet in the blink of an eye and brought to a pristine planet. These people won't even know anything has happened. They'll wake up on the new planet with expanded capabilities, including telepathy. To make this transition possible, the entire world population will be put into a kind of apparent death. This process may take 2 or 3 days. When people awaken, they won't realize anything has happened.